Jake Linder representing this Withers Broadcasting Company's network of radio stations with some royalty in the house, Bristol Tudor. Good morning, and how you doing?
I'm doing good.
We're glad to have you in. We just recently had your little sister, Madeline Tudor, in the Little Miss Illinois 2023 retiring queen for that one. And we were talking with her about, you know, her tenure and her, you know, experience and pageants and Little Miss Illinois. And of course, it was around Washington County Fair time. And you had just won, you know, you've competed a few times, right? You've been competing for a little while.
Yeah.
And you had just recently were announced Junior Miss Illinois 2024. So congratulations there.
Thank you.
And you had a couple more wins. So overall, you kind of hit the ground. This has been your year, right? For three different wins of three different pageants.
Yeah.
How does that feel to go? Because you've been doing this for a while. How long have you? When did you start doing pageants?
I started doing pageants last year when Madeline was retiring for Little Miss Washington County.
Okay, so you kind of had a year to get used to everything, and then you kind of felt like you were, maybe that first year you probably had no expectations, right?
Yes.
But then this year you were probably hoping to win at least something.
Yeah.
And then you kind of go on, you win a few of them. So which one has meant the most, or which one was the hardest you felt like in your competition?
The hardest one was probably the Washington County pageant when I ran for Junior Miss, because there was 8 other contestants and they've been doing it for a couple of years. So they knew a lot what they were doing, and it was my first year doing a pageant. And it was my very first one, so I was really nervous, and it was kind of hard on me because I had no clue what to do.
Yeah, and the most recent one was the Junior Miss Illinois, right?
Yes.
So that one, that's a pretty, I guess, bigger, more, you know, it's a bigger pool of girls that come in to do this, right?
Yes.
So there's a lot that goes into that one. How is it different from, say, like a smaller one where you do just your county ones or whatever you might do?
This pageant, it's based off of all your community service projects. So my community service is the Positivity Project. And all the other pageants, they don't do a lot of community service project. It's just based off of your personality. But this one, you want to do a lot of different community stuff. And we have longer interviews, and we have to do talent for this one, which is really cool to do. I love my talent.
What's your talent on that one?
I did ASL and an acro performance.
Oh, American Sign Language, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay, so you did that. That's pretty cool. And for you, is that something you just picked up, or have you kind of been learning that for a while?
I've been doing sign language for about a year now. So cool. I started doing that because I went to the Miss Illinois competition, and one of the contestants did sign language. And I realized that there are people out there who can't hear, can't speak, so that made me want to start doing sign language.
There you go. How old are you?
12.
So you'll be going into what grade this school year?
7th.
7th grade. Okay. Do any sports?
I do lots of sports.
Okay.
I do basketball, volleyball, track. I'm doing cross country this year. I might be doing golf. I do tumbling.
Yeah, absolutely. Favorite food?
My favorite food is my mom's spaghetti.
That's a good answer. Spaghetti is always pretty solid. So how does it feel for you and Madeline to both, you know, have crowns and have won some pageants that are, you know, pretty prestigious, with the Little Miss Illinois for Madeline and now the Junior Miss for you? Those are pretty big. That's a pretty big deal, especially, you know, being, because those are across the whole state that you're competing against, right? And
yes.
So we're all the way down here in Little Southern Illinois,
yeah.
And you're competing against girls from all over the state. So how does it feel to have both of you have, you know, pretty prestigious, you know, crowns in the house?
It feels really good. And Madeline, she was queen before me, so when I was practicing, she was always there to help me, and she was there to help me, like, what I had to do on stage and how the interview was going and what you had to do. So I was prepared.
So obviously you have a reign, you know, you have a year, right, mm-hmm. to kind of take the position and, you know, do whatever you have to do with that and represent, you know, to represent Illinois, of course, and also your county and your town and that sort mm-hmm. of thing. What's kind of the next step after this? Are you going to continue on with pageants? Are you going to kind of back off and maybe get back into it? Or what's your thoughts there?
After this pageant, I was planning on taking a break for a year, but after that, I was thinking of competing for Miss Illinois' team, and hopefully I win that and I get to go to Miss America's team.
You got a lot going on, because there's going to be some things you're going to have to do throughout your reign as current junior Miss Illinois, among your other things too. So is there anything in particular you hope to have done during your reign before you have to retire the crown and head on to your next adventure next year?
This year I was hoping on doing different fundraisers to raise enough money to make more positivity bracelets to hand out through the whole state. Right now, I've handed it out to some people in my community, but I would like to spread that around the state.
I read some positivity project. Is that what you're kind of talking about? What is that exactly?
I was volunteering at Novability Athletics, and I made positivity bracelets, but it all started out when I was volunteering for the Junior Panther cheerleaders, and I was the volunteer coach. And there was a girl who was in wheelchair bound, so I made sure all the other cheerleaders were being nice to her and that nobody was allowed to say the word can't, because everybody knows that they can do something. So I started doing a fundraiser for the Spirit Wear to raise enough money to make positivity bracelets for all of the cheerleaders.
Okay, very cool stuff. All good, Nubability, good organizations, and what you're doing is good stuff. Anything else that has been kind of unique in your running for Junior Miss Illinois or any of your other pageants that you've done that, maybe someone just wouldn't know about, and the importance of what these pageants do for young girls?
The pageant that I just competed in, we had to do talent, and I'm the only one that did sign language. And I think that's really unique, because not a lot of people know sign language. And one day I would love to become an ASL interpreter or a speaking language pathologist.
Well, Bristol, good stuff there. Congratulations on all your wins. And can't wait to see where you go from here. And good luck on everything else. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.